The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to Seculo Brothers Podcast. I'm Logan Seculo.
Can you hear me?
I am Jordan Seculo.
He's in Washington, D.C. Maybe. Is that a delay or were you just distracted?
No, it was a delay because I saw this AI of Trump being arrested that just popped up on Drudge Report. And I was like, wait, is it what? And then it's AI.
In 2 years, by the time we, or a year and a half, by the time we get to the general
election.
Do you
see how good that AI is?
I haven't seen that one specifically, but I mean, it's.
Just click there real quick.
Click where?
We can keep talking.
Where am I clicking? On Drudge. Okay, I'll take a look. And this all comes on the heels. We got to talk about, one, why you're in D.C., but also that we are, We're not going to know. We're not going to know, and it's certainly not going to happen right now because
Donald Trump gets indicted.
They announced that the grand jury meeting today was canceled.
Canceled.
No reason why?
Maybe second thinking. Maybe we shouldn't do this because it might be these are all people that want to hurt Donald Trump, and maybe this is helping Donald Trump, and the legal theory is so bad that we just want to walk away.
Yeah, I mean, we also don't know what came out of that.
Or are we going to find out? Well, it's going to be tomorrow, and then he's going to be arrested next week, and then the next week he's going to be indicted next week, and then he'll be arrested the week after.
Yeah, I think that I still think likely. I mean, they're saying likely it will happen. I still feel like it probably does happen. But the delay
something weird happened,
and maybe something weird happened from those testimonies. And we heard that there would be sort of these final group coming in. Maybe they came in, and I mean, we can't want to speculate and just say that it affected it, but it could have.
I'm sure it had some effect.
Yeah,
I mean, there were people on both sides providing testimony before the grand jury, so one of those sides had more effect than the other, and we'll see. But I guess somebody could be sick. Somebody could have.
Yeah.
Not been able to attend. There could have been another situation, but I do think it's bizarre the way that this keeps, they keep slow walking this.
Yeah, every time we think it's going
to
happen.
And it feels to me like they just aren't quite ready, I mean, to use the term, to pull the trigger on actually indicting Trump yet.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to look up if there's like even like some of the top pundits saying it. They've all just said, yeah, there's no real. There's obviously conspiracy theorists, which may be true, I mean, for all we know. But there's nothing
I've said.
I have to find them. But they're saying that, yeah, stuff that happened yesterday. There may have been some interesting evidence that was brought up, or maybe there was hidden evidence. I think that was one of the big ones that came up today, was there was maybe hidden evidence that was made to be, that was kind of opened up. But no one's really sure. I mean, that's all kind of the conservative. Not the conservative internet, sort of the Trump
internet. Drudge Report now?
I did. It's pretty funny. It is the...
That's wild looking, huh?
Yeah, it's images of AI-generated images of Trump. One of them, him running down the street with the police chasing him, which is pretty comical. And that one's maybe a little less realistic. But then there's ones of what would be like being tackled and shackled. And it's that one looks like a news piece. And that's probably not even done in a great way. And then there's mug shots and all of that. So it's pretty interesting. Did someone run with it? Is that what happened? No? Okay. So why is this even a news story? Just that it exists? I guess
the
so.
Images
AI
have gone
creates
viral.
Trump arrest.
Yeah.
Right. Because people are thinking, then they go on there and they tell you it's real.
Uh-huh. There's like one with him like Tony Montana style in Mar-a-Lago, which is pretty funny. I mean, that one's the obvious one that's not real, but... Some of the others are pretty impressive. I mean, impressive in terms of like...
Tony Montana went down, but he went down a fighter.
In Miami. Was he in Miami?
In beautiful Miami. Of course.
Yeah.
I just had a house in your home. Do you have neon lights, a pile of cocaine, an AK-47? And you decide to just go out in a
well. I just had like a moment of thinking, like, wait, was it in Cuba? Where were we at the end of Scarface? I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was in Coconut Grove. Coconut Grove,
Bohemian Grove.
Don't go there again.
Yeah,
I got a vest on here. It's not a Bohemian Grove. It's an ACLJ action vest. Bringing you one.
I appreciate that.
I know you wear it a lot.
I love sleeveless things, and I'll wear it with nothing else. I'll just wear.
Hey, if you come on to the next podcast this week with this on, when we're on set together, just this.
If you give me like 2 weeks, because I can't get my pump on before I do this. Like, I can't go out there right now. My arms are not looking great. But if I have a couple weeks in the gym, I would do it. I would do it. I would look good. Because I mean, most of my friends, because I got a lot of friends in the pro wrestling community, most of them don't wear sleeves. They cut off all their t-shirts.
Ever.
No, never. I mean, maybe like a formal event, but most of them, you can see Hulk Hogan. He's typically walking around. Well, he used to walk around with the tux, but with the cut-off sleeves. Got to show off those pythons. But all of my friends, it's like I'm the only one who's like, I don't cut. Like, you cutting that one? No, I don't cut. That's not one of the things.
I'd much rather wear it without anything under than the way I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, that's too many layers. That is so many layers. I mean, there's five layers going on right there.
Logan, I got a tie, shirt. A vest, and I got a jacket I'm going to put on over it.
This is a bit graphic. I'm going to bring it up. Why not? I have sort of a weird thing I've realized, which is that I don't like to use the restroom with sleeves, like full sleeves.
So I get that.
Like a jacket.
You roll them up.
Or a hoodie. I have to roll or take it off. Most of the time I take off a hoodie or a jacket. And then like once I figure that out in my brain that I do it, now every time I do it, I think of it. So maybe I need to just go sleeveless vest. And then, like, I told my wife that, and she's like, well, you're insane.
It'll keep your core warm, but your arms are free.
But it's also, like, feels like a cleanliness thing, like when I'm in the bathroom. Like,
you don't want to accidentally,
brought that up to my wife, and she was like, well, you're crazy. That's a crazy person thing. And then she realized, after I brought it up, that she does it as well. I think this is something we all do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people roll up the sleeves at least.
Well, at least roll up your sleeves. Pull up the sleeves. And if you're wearing a jacket or a hoodie, it's just a lot. It's too much fabric.
I'm not going to go into the details of what kind of bathroom experience you're talking about, a one or a two.
Yeah,
but
you can imagine.
On the two.
Yeah, the one or, I mean, okay. It's fine.
I don't want like the jacket hanging down.
I know.
You know, like.
I agree. Look, I'm the one who said it, but I never thought about it.
I don't go number two with my suit jacket on. I do like wearing suits. I love my blazers. Yeah. I don't like go number two and have like the blazer tails just out there in the back. Just let me lay those over the side of the toilet.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you got to wear jumpsuits.
That is mental image for people.
You wear jumpsuits, then you got to do the full unzip. Then it's just awkward. You're just sitting
there.
That's
true. You've got a lot of that.
Well, no, I don't have one piece jumpsuits. I'm not wearing a lot of Ziploc
rompers.
That's not really. I mean, they're in. People like them. And cargo shorts are back. You know, I feel like I just got rid of all of my cargos after years of criticizing. And then I'm like going through the mall, and I'm like, look at all these kids in their cargos.
First of all, the thumbnail for this episode is going to be fire.
Yeah, baggies in. I'm in. I did see a picture that was Russell Brand and Ben Shapiro, and someone was like, the fact that skinny jeans have gotten so acceptable that the people who are arguing the most for masculinity are like, yeah, but skinny jeans, still fine. Like, we've accepted that's fine.
Well, I mean, if it looks good on your torso,
no, I'm not. Body, I don't shame anyone.
You know what works best for you.
So I look forward to getting my ACLJ action. Is that why you're there?
Logan's favorite city.
Are you in Washington, D.C. to pick up that beautiful Santorum level? Yeah.
No, it's not a vest.
It's not a sweater vest.
It's not a sweater vest.
Is it buttoned or fleece? Is it a half zip or a full
zip? Fleece.
A full zip.
Full zip.
Full zip. Okay. I can get behind that.
Full zip fleece. You got pockets. Made in America.
Well, I couldn't tell. It's made in America?
Yeah.
Where'd you even find that? I mean, I don't even know where that. I mean, maybe embroidered in America.
There's a big market for that now, for like, you know, political kind of groups.
Yeah, you want it
in America?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Yeah. The factory, like, I want to like go tour the facility. And be like, you make stuff here? Show us how that works.
Yeah,
but that's why are you there?
You know, I had a dinner with a senator last night at his house, apartment, and then had a very small group of us, five, six, that are friends with him. And then a meeting with a pro-life issue in Ohio with most of the Republican House members from Ohio and Senator Vance. So that and obviously when I come up to DC, I also meet with our team here. We got ACLJ Action. We got our attorneys here. You know, it's a big office that we work with very closely every single day. So we're able to do a lot. It's Logan's favorite place because you get to, you know, from 8 a.m. when I landed yesterday, and I'm in that suit and tie
whole time
till midnight from the senator's house, and then I got 5 hours of sleep, and I was because the meetings that happened I went to this morning happened before you go to work. You know, they're like kind of like because these, you know, congressmen and senators have to meet pretty early in the morning or at night because they've got to go vote and be at committees during the day. So you're already in a suit 5 hours after you took it off.
Yeah. And at least Jim Jordan.
And that's Logan's like, favorite thing.
At least Jim Jordan.
Jim was there.
He's starting to at least be the like the defector. Like he's slowly moving.
He had no jacket.
Of course. No, he hates them.
He had no. But even this morning, it was cold.
Oh,
so I was thinking maybe he's going to walk
in. Maybe he just runs hot.
You know, cause, well, you know, he might have ended up with a jacket on, with like a jacket
yeah.
when he like left.
Yeah, I
couldn't tell.
I don't mind that. I actually like a jacket over I like even a sport coat over like, a button down. I don't like the
I feel
feeling.
Kind of exposed.
Yeah, it feels it's a little too tight. There's a little too much definition. Not a fan.
Billowy. Or it's very billowy.
Or it's, yeah, it's always fault. I've got a problem. I got a pants problem.
Keeping shirts tucked in?
Yeah, horrendous. And I think that it's, I don't know what it is, I cannot keep a shirt tucked in. It will not, my body ejects them.
They have those, okay, like, but
you're not wearing you don't wear dress pants, right? A lot.
But when I do, but I'm saying when I do, yeah.
But do you have those dress pants that have the band within that hold the shirt in?
I don't think so. And if I do, I don't know.
So it's a band that goes the inside of the waist of the dress pant. And most suits and like slacks have that.
Okay, then
and
I
that's
may.
So that your dress shirt, it's like a rubber on the inside of your waistband.
I don't think I have that. I think mine more have expanders than anything.
If you do, that'll hold those shirts in.
Yeah, I need to find that. You think a belt would just do the job on the outside? It's not like I'm not wearing a belt.
Hey, Jordan, we've had to stand up for the students that were removed from the Smithsonian for their pro-life stuff. How many buildings would Logan be kicked out of in D.C. for his tracksuits?
Oh, no. No, D.C. Look, there's two D.C.s. I would just be on the other D.C. I would be the guy selling hot dogs.
Like our side of D.C.? My beloved swamp side of D.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah, Logan, at all political events and at any large gatherings, Logan is always the one that the Secret Service is
looking for. I tried to find that footage of me getting kicked out of the Bush rally. I looked for it.
Why is he at this conservative event?
Yeah.
Why is he at this conservative event? He's got a beard.
Yeah, that's true. Just that
and not
alone.
Like a J.D. Vance beard. You don't have like a J.D. Vance beard.
What does that mean? I feel like he's got a good,
you know,
good.
He has a very kept beard.
Is it? But it didn't used to be. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's got
more. I
feel like I have a pretty, like, I don't let it go crazy. I'm not
saying your beard's out of
Scott
control.
Ian.
I'm just saying his is like, you know, every day. He's keeping it under control every day, yeah, just like if you were shaving.
For those not watching, I have a pretty standard beard. I just want to make sure people don't think I'm like Rob Zombie. I got dreads with beads. You know, I like John
Karabi.
You have
a long beard.
What?
But you have a full
I have a full
up your
beard with a nice point that maybe some people say is a bit sometimes a little evil looking. But I try to but when I don't get the nice definition that you get from the beard. This is really a great episode of this podcast. We're talking all fashion here. But you're in DC, you're meeting with people, you're getting stuff done, and working on ACLJ and ACLJ Action.
Good stuff. Work on a lot of different issues too. Some big things with the senator I was with last night. I'm not going to say those names because that was a private dinner with friends. But some really interesting issues, too, moving forward about what we can do, even with the Senate under the Democrat control, but now that we've got the House. And then with Jim Jordan this morning, who is, of course, a judiciary chair, there's a lot we can do. We've been talking about what we were taking like from our FOIA litigation yesterday, getting that right to people like Jim Jordan so they can – ask those people to come testify. So, I mean, you know, I'm up here usually. We don't always do the podcast when I'm up here. Usually do the radio show if I can. But, you know, I try to get up at least once every like 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you could, you know, digitally interact with your team, but it's, you know, the post COVID world, it's really good just to like have lunch together with all of our staff for the, and we have a big ACLJ staff here.
And it is springtime. And is it cold there? You said it was cold. Jim Jordan almost wore a jacket.
It was cooler this morning. It's beautiful here.
Oh, it's beautiful. Well,
cherry blossoms.
Yeah. And my neighbors have cherry blossoms. So every time I'm like, oh, yeah, we should go to D.C. We should actually see where there's – they have like two, you know, in the backyard, not 400.
I'm not like rows of them around a pond, a beautiful reflecting pond.
Yeah, it kind of does look like that in their backyard, I have to say. I'll give them a little bit of – again, they have a beautiful looking.
Okay, so it's done.
It looks nice. But I mean, it's not the DC level. I mean, it's not hundreds of cherry blossoms. Yeah. But maybe the cherry blossoms, maybe they stir up some sneezes in you. Maybe they get a little, get you a little stuffed up. I don't know the cherry blossoms. Maybe people are allergic to cherry blossoms.
The smell of mustard stuck in my nose. Yeah.
You have what?
The smell of like.
Of lobster?
Ground mustard in my nose.
Oh, mustard. No, both
mustard.
Both not great to be stuck in your nose. But maybe you've got that.
Lobster, honestly.
You did have lobster?
No, I'd rather have lobster stuck up in the nose.
Yeah. Than mustard? I mean, it depends on the kind of mustard.
The mustard, I could sneeze at any moment. Like, it's like...
just mustard shoots out? Well, that's why you need Centurion Labs Defender Immunity. They have great products. Check them out. Defender PM, Defender Immunity Plus Boost. It's got an all-in-one immunity booster. Combines vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, all that good stuff to help keep you protected. They've been around 15 years. They're run out of Alabama. Great Christian conservative guys. Great products that we've been promoting here for months. Check out Centurion Labs easily and get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit centurionlabs.com/bros and use the promo code bros, B-R-O-S. That's right. That's centurionlabs.com/bros. Promo code bros. They've got a lot of great products. As the weather is changing, it's officially spring, but it's freezing some places. This is a great time to protect yourself as more viruses and things start spreading. Check out Centurion Labs. Again, centurionlabs.com/bros. Promo code bros for 20% off. Anything else happening? Anything else in the world? I don't even know. That's a good segue. I don't know if there's a...
I mean, we had a lot of people. We hosted the radio show today. Just you and me.
I mean, maybe that's the thing that we spoke so much already. If you want to hear another hour of us, you
can
go.
We had Mike Pompeo on. We had the leader of the floor of the House of Oklahoma. We talked China, we talked Russia, we talked abortion, we talked banking with Harry.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these headlines. Like
we talked war with Wes.
Yeah, no, we talked a lot.
CeCe was on.
That was interesting, the stuff with Russia and China. The pictures coming out of it are so buddy-buddy, like I said. They kind of freaked me. Those are maybe the most freaky ones because it does have that.
When we go meet with those guys, we get like 2 hours.
Yeah, and it's like very
it's
kind of like if there's a photo, together. It's stoic. It's not like, they're not just like hanging out, having fun. They're like, let's bring in Conor McGregor. Like, it feels like that kind of thing. Like, let's have a fight.
Yeah. For the right price, like all those guys are from Dagestan anyways, but she's in Russia.
Well, not Conor.
Like all the Khalid and Islam and all those fighters, they're all Russians.
I just got an email from James Comer.
Oversight chair.
It says confidential briefing materials, and it's to my AOL account, so I have a feeling.
Open that file for us.
Yeah. I have to click open. Please don't let this sit in your inbox, it says. I mean, it goes to WinRed. Shocked.
Logan, I'm not going to disclose why or how, but at our D.C. office, there was dropped off, and I'm not sure from who yet, the real silver coins, like the Queen coins from Canada.
I've been wanting those. I said yesterday.
Okay, I've got them.
I said yesterday. And I was like, this is the first. Look, we're going to have another ad for a gold company later. So I don't know if this is like a conflict. But I saw an ad on.
I don't think so because I'm sure they have those.
It's a different type thing. I saw on Fox. They were like, you want some coins from the Gilded Age? You want coins from the Wild West? We're just going to send you a boatload of coins. We're going to send you a bag of them. A pound bag of them was the ad they're running on right now on Fox News. I'm like, a pound bag? Did you get a pound bag of gold coins? And I was tempted. So you just got dropped off in the front of the office, the ACLJ office. Let's give the address.
So a box.
Was it?
No,
I don't know if you should take
it. It was to us. I'm not going to disclose names and all of that, but because I'm not exactly sure who yet, but I'm bringing it with me, and it's the real deals. Uh-huh. I mean, like a couple of stacks of them.
You know, this happened in The Mandalorian last week, and this is how the Empire infiltrates you, and you find out that that's how they pin you as still a sympathizer to the Empire. You got to be careful here, Jordan, because it could be, what if it's like, Pete Buttigieg?
I said we might need a monarchy. Yeah. So then I got coins. Yeah, but I will tell you, there was something wonderful about holding a heavy silver coin.
All right.
Because you know what I felt like? I could go to a store, you could tell me the price, and, you know, I'd be like,
hold on.
Yeah, I'll take three for this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm no pricing, just I'll take three of those
dollar coin.
For this coin.
Jordan wants the barter system to come back so bad.
There's a lot of our team, we spent the entire lunch because those coins showed up about how preppy everybody, not preppy, prepper everybody is in our office. And we've got some serious preppers.
When were those minted? Those are nice mint? Have years on them?
Brand new mint, yeah.
Oh, they're brand new?
I didn't look at the year.
Oh, see, the coins I've been looking at are from the Old West. These are brand new.
Somebody will bring it down to the studio.
Okay, I'd like to see these coins. While we're at it, we might as well tell you about ways that you can start investing and moving around your portfolio, getting new stuff in. Why not get some gold? Go to Birch Gold and take a look at what they're offering, because we know it has been a very volatile time and economy's been a mess. Banks are closing. Chaos is ensuing, but you can have some safety with Birch Gold, the foremost authority on precious metals. Take a look at what they're doing. They have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, and you can trust Birch Gold to protect your savings with gold. Text BROS to 989898 to claim your free info kit on gold. Again, that's text BROS, B-R-O-S, to 989898, and do it today. This administration has added a lot to the spending. It's turning a blind eye a lot of times to the ramifications. We saw what happened with the banking crisis. But don't wait. Don't lose your savings. Take out, look at our friends at Birch Gold. And all they want you to do is just text them and get that info kit. So do it right now. Text BROS, B-R-O-S, to 989898. We really want you to use our promo code. Don't just go Google them, because that tells them you heard about it here on Secular Brothers, and that's how we get credit. That's how we continue to keep the show on the air. So thank you very much.
How scary is zombie fentanyl to you? And the fact that that's the term that
I didn't know about it until I walked into the radio studio. And I kind of heard people murmuring about it. And I walked in and I was like, yeah. And I did the tease for today. And I said, there's been 900 pounds of fentanyl seized at the border this week. Or in the first week of this operation, Blue Lotus. And one of our producers looked at me and was like, yeah. And some of it's probably that zombie fentanyl. I was like, oh, what's that?
He's like, about 90% that they're finding right now is.
He's like, oh, it's the one that eats your flesh. I'm like, oh, yeah.
To the point where you could have to have like your fingers amputated, your toes amputated, your leg amputated. Oh, that bad. Like
Banshees of Inisherin. It's tough.
Because it's a very, they're mixing it now with an even stronger medicine used only on large livestock to treat like fungus, you know, like a fungus or something. And so if you don't have a fungus, it just starts attacking your skin.
Yeah, that's really
it's
horrifying.
Just, it's just disgusting.
It's horrifying.
It's really horrifying because,
and again,
this is all cheap stuff.
You wonder why this is even making its way into the culture. You know, obviously, it is.
People want it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it's powerful enough.
Yeah, I know.
It's powerful enough that people clearly are using it, and not everyone is having these kind of reactions, but a large percentage are. But it's addiction. It's a whole thing. Will, what
the DEA administrator Ann Milgram, she put a statement out that said Xylazine, which is what this mixture is making the deadliest drug threat to our country that we've ever faced. Fentanyl even deadlier. And then she says that they've seized Xylazine and fentanyl mixtures in 48 of 50 states.
That's pretty crazy. 48 of 50.
There you go.
We have probably the entire continental United States.
You know, probably, are hooked on it, so
yeah.
They keep taking it. Yeah, right. This 48 probably is probably Alaska and
Hawaii
that they haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, it takes a little while to get there.
Yeah, I don't know if the traffickers use the same southern border route for this.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like that would be the most. But we talk about the northern border, too. We're getting a lot of people calling about the northern border. That's sort of the new.
Every day, a lot more.
I guess you're up there.
I'm
maybe
trying to actually.
Go ahead.
I'm up there?
No, it's that people are up. The people that are up there are dealing with that crisis maybe more than we are. Oh. You know, not that we don't have we obviously have a full border with the northern border, but we have a different relationship with Mexico than we do with Canada, like as allies and such.
Yeah. I mean, they do a lot more border protection, but if they're getting overwhelmed, then we're all getting overwhelmed. So
I don't know. I don't spend any time.
Okay, here we go, Logan. Okay.
Oh, you got the goal.
I want this on. Oh, this is no joke.
Oh, it's just, that is pretty. Oh, good Lord. He drops it immediately, of course.
I got more.
I mean, that is like you won an old school slot machine.
Yeah, no, but this is enough that if I threw this at your head, you would not stand up.
I'm glad that that's
it's
how
a,
you.
Four. I've got four stacks.
Do you know the value? What's the present value? I don't know if we
Donnie
should.
Dollars keeps handing these to me. I'm not going to disclose who Donnie Dollars is in our organization. But yeah, I mean, look, it's stacks.
He's our stockbroker.
I think it was maybe someone making it as a donation, which is great. We're just going to try to figure it out.
And I have to take it because I have to show everyone. Yeah, how do you even, what do you do with it? Do you put it in a vault?
Yeah.
It's got the queen on it.
So this is, you speaking asked of, the year. This is 2022.
So speaking of the Canadian border, this is
$5, 2022, Elizabeth II, Canada, fine silver.
Why do I feel like this is clips they're going to use in a Netflix special in a few years when they're like, these guys uncovered some weird ring running from Canada with the queen's gold, the queen's silver. Is it pure silver?
I mean, that's new. You can tell. Like, these are brand new coins, right?
I mean,
when I'm holding this up,
it looks shiny.
They're very shiny and new.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really use coins anymore. So,
Logan, this is the kind of coin you feel like you could get something with. Like a furge coat if you needed to on the.
Yeah.
This is what you could get paid with if you were like Judas. Like, here's
your 50 pieces of silver. Yeah. 30?
Yeah.
30? I'm sorry.
Not 50.
Sorry. It was 50 states. I was confused. I'm sorry, he threw me off with the being Judas.
Put this in a little leather bag, a little leather cow's belly bag, you know what I'm saying?
You could give one to the bartender and be like it. Sarsaparilla on the house for the whole saloon.
Keep them coming.
Yeah.
We also have a staff member who likes the restaurants to make the cherry Coke, Diet Coke with grenadine.
Okay.
Like a Shirley Temple.
When
you're this deep into... Oh, yeah.
We'll be like, I don't want it if you have it on tap. I need it custom. I need a bespoke Cherry Coke. Bespoke Coke. I like that. That's a very specific thing. It's also a lot of sugar, I think. If you're just pouring straight grenadine into your drink, I mean, you're already dealing with the 280 calories that are in the
Logan... Not only is it a legal tender, it's a weapon.
I don't know if you should travel with it.
Because when you put it...
I don't know.
What are you talking about? I can't travel with it.
I don't know. I just feel like that's something... You're going to get to the airport and go through security and they're going to be like, sir,
there's a lot of silver in this man's bag. He may be Judas.
Do we know how much... Do we know the value of it? Like,
we may have sold out our savior.
Yeah. Do we know the value of that silver? It's what is it? 1 pound gold?
Okay.
No. What are they? Let's do some math.
One of these,
$1 they're worth about $5 each.
It's $5. How many ounces?
It'd be my favorite donation of all time. If someone actually did this as a donation, I hope you come forward.
What I've looked up, Jordan, is an ounce of 999 silver.
It's about an ounce. 1 ounce argent pure fine silver. $5 coin.
It reminds me of like when Prince Harry was like, I'm moving away from England. I'm moving to Canada. And I'm like, where your grandmother is still on the money. Like, you know.
Right. I mean, there's something. Feels like.
Like, our grandfather was a coin collector. Will was kind of a coinman. Right?
No, but I feel like this is how we should be.
By the way, I do have to issue a correction. Will did not blow his shirt out doing the worm at a wedding. I found out that was someone else I know. It was not Will. So
I couldn't do the worm if my life depended on it, Logan.
Well, I wasn't talking about now. I was talking about maybe in your college days, in the digital camera era, those first Facebook pictures. If you go the
Jordan,
other
do you have any 2 ounce coins with a saber-tooth tiger on them? Because I want these.
Are you going to start wearing them like Logan Paul? Like just like wear a whole chain of them?
Yeah, well, I would definitely like, it's called the Cuban chain, which is a pave diamond thick, you know.
Oh, I know. We follow the same Instagram account.
So you know the Cuban chain.
Yeah, of course. I mean, these are beautiful.
It's a really cool chain.
Yeah. I like the never mind. This is so. We'll talk about
this. Did you see the latest poll, by the way? This was interesting.
The DeSantis poll?
The Morning Consult one?
I think so, because they said that this is why DeSantis is slipping in the polls. The Week had an article today. They said this is his
first
very
time
bad
he takes
week.
The punt. Trump had 54% in the primary.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I mean, at that point, it doesn't matter if one person run against him or not.
That's a point where if you're Ron DeSantis, you have to make a real decision right now whether you're going to run.
Exactly. Like, if you believe this poll.
Yeah. Because then you, I mean,
because then you add up everybody else, and you don't get to that. It's over 50. If he stays at over 50%, and you're punching him, just put him at 54% instead of 35%. That means you can't attack him.
Yeah, everyone
because
combined
you're add to his numbers.
Everyone combined is at like a 48. And a lot of these people, if they were to drop out, that vote
would endorse Trump.
Would go to Trump. So that's the problem. I feel like a Nikki Haley. Or is some of these that are maybe polling 2-4%, those would
definitely Ramaswamy.
Yeah, he came out. I mean, I feel like he may be running for vice president. The way he was talking about Trump, it felt that way a little bit.
He might be even a little too.
You know what I mean? Something. He's running.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but yeah, they said this was DeSantis. This is a bad week for DeSantis for a lot of reasons, but. It's interesting.
I did that Piers Morgan. I haven't seen all of it, but I saw some previews on it on Fox and Friends this morning.
The clips I saw were fine.
And he takes some more shots.
Yeah, it's definitely getting more real. And he either needs to...
That's what I mean.
It's time to make the call.
Remember we were talking about that? The campaign felt like it began this week.
Yeah.
And Trump is trying to see if he could deliver like a devastating...
I mean, that's a
like you said, Logan, which is exactly what he wants it to happen, to where you really have to think about it before you get into the ring with me.
Yeah, because if Ron, look, I hope, look, we're still a year
like
out.
Ron.
I hope other people actually do pop. I would prefer it. I prefer a brand new slate on the Democrats and the Republicans. I would love a reset. I think we're in a weird world.
People I talk to, I'm not going to name names. Michelle Obama is going to be our next president.
I've been saying that. I think that's a real likely case. But I think that
especially if Trump gets the nomination, that's what they say.
I think that would be very look, as much as I'm sure our listeners don't want to hear that, that will be a really tough.
Oh, I think if they are being honest, they would realize it's being tough. Her husband was elected twice easily.
Yeah. If you really go back, we kind of always glare over the big, we always forget about the big problems that a lot of presidents have, and Obama certainly had his. Really, some really bad stuff happened under the Obama administration, but they are very beloved. You know, Michelle and
she's
Barack.
Probably more than him.
Probably at this point. Yeah. Definitely our most.
She's
good.
Well, she's not bowed. She's not like bogged down with every policy decision made. She was the first lady. She was not running the country. I don't necessarily think, I don't know if she'd actually, I do think that though, there's enough people in the Washington world definitely still saying, If they really said, like, if they really believe that Donald Trump, if they believe what they say about Donald Trump, then that's how you convince a Michelle Obama who said, no, I don't want anything to do with it. It gives her the reason to get back into the race. Or get into the race.
My big pushback to that, and it's always my pushback to all of this stuff, is that I just don't love the dynasty system that we've seemed to keep embracing. Whether that's the Bushes, whether that is the Kennedys, whoever it is, I don't dislike
these
people.
We've gotten away from it a little bit.
We have. We kind of finally started breaking. But I mean, Hillary Clinton was the nominee, you know, like it's and won the popular vote. This is a different, it's a different taste in my mouth that I had for a long time. I like George W. Bush. I was not, and I never really thought about it. That era was sort of my first time voting. I wasn't thinking about it in those terms. Now to think about it as America, as an American term.
You vote for his dad.
Yeah. No, I wasn't old enough to do that. I just think of it as an American, part of our greatness is this, anyone can do it. Anyone can be the president, rise to it. And when you have the situations going on, like you said, in China and Russia, where they're saying, no, America's got it all wrong because they can't get anything done because they have this turnover that's so wildly fast. I feel like it's like, well, yeah, we keep electing the same three families. That's what's going to happen. It's like we didn't listen to George Washington.
Yeah, who could have been king?
Yeah. Could have been king.
Who do you think would have been the next king? I guess his king.
Washington.
I don't know how the hereditary system would have been set up.
Washington, I mean, how long he lived. So, I'm not sure. Oh, you mean like, who would have taken out if he actually was king?
Like, were we going to have a hereditary system or were we going to do something different from the UK?
Well, hopefully we're not doing either. Hopefully.
We could start now. We've got some coins.
It's true. Just have our own island.
Hey, listen, I'm more pro-queen than the queen's grandson.
Okay.
One of the queen's grandsons.
That's true. That's true.
And I'm more pro-monarchy than him.
I like the monarchy as a tourist attraction.
That's what I'm saying. I'd take the invite to a coronation. I think it would be very hard to sit through.
I would 100% take the invite. I'm going, man. I'm going. Though my wife is going to a queen's ball that is themed to Bridgerton, and I am not attending that one.
Okay. Thankfully, that's a little different, Logan.
Thankfully, yes, this is not that. I don't want to say
I feel like
it is.
You got to unbutton a few. You got to unbutton a few buttons in your blouse.
Oh, for Bridgerton,
you know, like your male blouse.
I've got to really, get in the gym for that.
Yeah,
that's just him unzipping the chest muscles. Jordan, there's no blouse.
Yeah, no more blouse. No more blouse.
No blouse.
All right, should we hit the music?
No more blouse. Men don't wear blouse.
We should hit the music and wrap it up. All right,
Bridgerton men do wear blouses. The blousey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a pirate, like a puffy shirt.
But a lot of skin then shows.
Yeah.
Every time the wind blows, your chest is exposed, and no one wants to see. Mine is like infected with some rash.
Oh God. Mine just kind of it'd be a lot of hair. It's just a lot of hair. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, I can actually. When I put on the vest, it's like I've got hair under my shirt. So I've got like a vest under my shirt.
It's a hair sandwich.
And then another vest over my shirt. So it's like I've got two vests on right now.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow or whenever we do this show again. I don't know. When is it tomorrow? Friday? Thursday? Whatever. We're going to do another one soon.
Just Wednesday.
I know. I don't know what day it is. Right? We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Secular Brothers Pod.
Thursday.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.